Well, hello, friends. Mark DiMatteo coming at you Sunday, the 11th of February, 2012. This is a message going out to our Four Great Questions group. And first, once again, we have some more new folks that have joined us in the last week, and I'd like to take a quick moment and welcome each of you. I'm glad to have you with us. We now, actually, folks, are right at 435 friends that are directly on this list, which is up from around 420 just last week. So, yeah, pretty amped. I'm really pleased that there's a lot of folks that are thinking like us. So anyway, and really what's really exciting is I know that many of you are passing these messages on to others. So I'd like to say hello and welcome to anyone who is really anywhere that may be listening to these messages for the first time, and we're glad to have each and every one of you with us, okay? Also, I mentioned in a previous message that I wanted to get a blog site set up so that I could upload our previous messages for everyone to have access to. Well, there's nothing really on it yet, and I'm just learning how to do this. But it's up, and for your information, it's real simple. It's markdimatteo.com. So you should be able to pull my name off the email coming. Just all run together, markdimatteo.com, and I'll let you know once I have the audios uploaded, okay? So good. All right. In our last message, I talked about my former state of confusion, which was the result of all the various philosophies, religions, scientific theories and the like that I had been exposed to in my younger years growing up overseas, and the dilemma it left me in, which was, which one of these is right? Are any of them, all of them, or perhaps none of them? And was there really any way to know for sure? I also mentioned most folks seem to have an opinion about what they believed, myself also. But most, me too, had no idea really why they believed what they did, and that I wanted to know if I could find something beyond just all of our opinions. And while I'm on it, let me bring up one other point, as it has come up again recently, that of conversion stories. Examples of folks changing from one belief system to another as, quote, proof that the new system they switched to is superior to the one they left, in and of itself. Over the years, I have been presented with many such stories by well-meaning folks that were trying to provide helpful input to me and my search. But pick virtually any philosophy or religion, and one can find plenty of examples of folks either leaving it or joining it. And without bona fide facts to back up why they had converted, in the end, it was still based, once again, on their opinion and left me with no real answers, okay? But then suddenly, I began to be exposed, and this was after I'd come back to the U.S., to what appeared to be a new philosophy, one that I had not heard of before, and it seemed like, perhaps, I had now been presented with a possible solution to my dilemma, and that maybe a breakthrough had come. Okay, yay! And here it is in a nutshell. Quote, we can't really know anything for sure, so all truth is relative. There is no absolute truth. Therefore, everyone's truth doesn't have to be the same. Your truth for you and my truth for me. Find your truth and run with it. As long as it works for you, quote unquote, you're good to go. It doesn't matter really what you believe as long as you believe it sincerely. Well, great. Awesome even. So I thought, this, at first glance, seemed to make some sense. Find my truth. Okay, I'm off the hook. It doesn't really matter. Pick something. Anything. Nothing. And for a little while, I thought maybe I was good to go. But then, once again, I started thinking about it. Okay? Well, gosh, how do I know this new philosophy of, quote, non-truth is really, well, true? If that makes sense. In fact, I began to ask myself, what is truth? If we go to a dictionary, the word truth is defined as the quality or fact of being true or accurate, agreement with fact or reality, something that is true, a true statement, or the real facts. And listen to this one, an established or verified principle, as in science. Found that interesting. And by the way, we will definitely be coming back to that statement in the messages ahead. Also, if you look up the word true, we find something real or correct, or conforming with reality or fact, not false, or accurate, valid, genuine, and lastly, faithful or loyal, okay? So I thought about this. On one side, there's this philosophy, this new philosophy was telling me, there is no absolute truth. All truth is relative. And yet, the very definition of truth and true are statements like accurate, valid, agreement with fact or reality, and not false. So something doesn't seem to be adding up here. And right here, I personally, folks, was at a critical crossroads. I needed again to figure out which one of these apparent opposites was right. Because if there were no absolute truths, then my personal journey to find these answers was over. Because all I had to do was find something I want to believe, try to believe it as sincerely as I can, and hope for the best. In other words, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we all die. If, however, there were absolute truths, then there was purpose in the pursuit and the potential, at least, of finding genuine, valid, accurate, true answers to the four questions, if you're following me, okay? And it was probably right here that I started doing something that had a profound impact on my great questions quest. And that is something we are going to talk about in our next message, okay? So stay tuned, gang, and have an awesome week. Always great talking to you. Bye-bye now.